Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. Perkins drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schalk out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a pop-up towards first. Strunk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Schalk settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Schalk. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Collins reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Collins trying to get to home. Miller throws the ball into Perkins, who tags Collins, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rubiar is on now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a pop-up towards first. Strunk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McClellan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Rubiarizon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarizon bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Galloway moves to second. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Galloway scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Johnston reaches third base with a triple. Young goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnston scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Ma still picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ma still. Walker scores. Miller moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes strikes out. 1 out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rubiar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarizon is 0-for-0 in the game. Yarizon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yarizon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schalk moves to second. Raleigh Naylor now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. McClellan moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. McClellan moves to third. Collins moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-3 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnston bunts in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-3 in the game. Welch bunts towards first. Strunk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welch for the out. Perkins moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to home to get Perkins. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Miller scores. Dykes moves to third. Galloway moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Galloway scores. Rommel moves to third. Young moves to second. It's 9-6, Athletics. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan pinch hits for Shovel Hodge. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McClellan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.